that I saw today. We'll go through some charts. I'm trying to get to the questions so I can get Q&A, but I don't see any questions. Is that in the chat box?
If you move your cursor to usually to the top of the screen, the Zoom window comes up and there's a more button.
Yeah, I got it. So it's in chat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So first thing I'm going to do is kind of like talk about like how I trade, well, how I think my trading style is different. And then if you guys have any questions at all, this is more your time than it is mine. I've known Dave for a very long time. He asked me to be on. I go, I really don't have a presentation to give. I'm like, I can just come on, do like a Q&A, do like a kind of informal chat, try to help you guys out with anything you have to do. So I trade through Thinkorswim, and I trade in a simulated account just because my influence status has gotten so big where I have to wait 24 hours to send my signals out. Otherwise, if you buy it in front of your customer, sell it to your customer, it's called front running. So I do trade. Let me turn my Christmas music down a little bit. It's a little loud here. Okay, so I'm gonna turn the music down a little bit. Okay, so basically what I would watch for is I watch basically scanners flow. So I run 6 scanners throughout the course of the day, and I spend about $250,000 of scanners, so you do not have to. So what I'm looking for is the biggest and best traders in the world placing capital on certain trades. This is one of the scanners that I have right here. There's a couple interesting trades in some of the commodity names, so I'm gonna give you guys those. We're gonna go through all the charts and, you know, SLV. SLV and stuff like that. So we see here, this is one of the scanners I use. Like I said, I run 6. I'm actually going to be investing in some more scanners here. One's going to be an ETF scanner. And we can see if there's any order flow today in GDX or SLV. So this scanner spits out 8 to 1200 signals throughout the course of the day. And what I'm watching for is the biggest and best traders in the world placing, allocating capital on certain trades. And then I'm just trying to mimic their positions, to be completely honest. So when we see here, we see like trades that hit the tape. These all hit the tape. And if I just went through and watched this over and over and over again, there'd be like 8 to 1200 trades hitting the day, right? Hitting the tape. So that's kind of a lot of trades. So what I've done is I kind of consolidated and condensed that to other trades. And then I go down here. And I mean, look at all these signals that hit the tape. Oh, actually, that's a trade from a while ago. CARG. Let me see these real quick. So this is what I'm watching throughout the course of the day. I'm watching all these signals. And there are signals that hit in like specifically commodity names. So we had a signal from AG. Let's put this one on. And so last week, it was the January, was it? So these are the orders that hit last week. I'm looking for calls. These were the calls I saw being bought. So some trader somewhere in the world comes in here and buys 8,000 AG. So that's the ticker. And that is a commodity-based name. That's First Majestic Silver Corporation. So some trader somewhere in the world comes in here and buys 8,000 AG January 29th, 12 and a half calls for 72 cents. And we go to AG, and this was on last Wednesday. So these are the January 29th, 12 and a half. And those you can see here, they traded up to 130. So we saw the institution buy these at 72. And let me just take out my recording so I can get my, and this is an example of a commodity name where we saw institutional order flow. We're not 100% sure it's always institutional order flow. It could be just a big trader somewhere in the world. So let me show you this guy again, because these went up like 100% profit. Okay. So what we saw here was a big, big order of AG, right? So let me get this in here. Copy this in here, and I'll bring it up in a Word document. So this is the order we saw hit the tape last week. So what does this tell us? Okay. So this hit one of my scanners last week. This says maybe institutional order flow. We don't know if it's institutional order flow, but some trader somewhere in the world, we never know their stock or option position, buys 8,000 AG January 29th, 2021, 12 and a half calls for 72 cents. Okay. So they bought these for 72 cents. So let's break down this trade here. Some trader somewhere in the world, we do not know their stock or options position, bought 8,000 AG. Like I said, this is a commodity name. January 29th, 2021, 12 and a half calls for 72 cent debit. What does this mean? They bought the right, but not obligation, to buy 800,000 shares of AG between now and January 29th on the 12 and a half strike for 72 cents. So the total bet here is 8,000 times 72 times 100, $576,000. Okay. So this was what a signal we saw last week. And then if we came into AG, and go to AG. We plot this option on our chart, see how it did. Say, hey, kid, did this trade make us some money? And we can see yesterday they traded up to $1.50. So this is just an example of one trade we saw hitting the tape, $1.50. You can see the big, big volume hitting the tape last week right there. Look at that. Right there, we see a big, big volume hitting the tape. They traded at 72 cents, doubled in value. And this is why I watch for the biggest and best traders in the world, place and allocate capital on certain trades. Okay? And I want to show you guys, I think there was another one in SLV. So we just saw one right now, Caterpillar. So if you wanted to put this trade on in your account, you could trade this one. These are January calls in Caterpillar. So we see a big buyer of Caterpillar. So you want to put this trade on in your account, you can do it right this second. You could buy CAT 115, 2021, 195 calls for 66 cent debit. If you want, you can use a stop loss at 33 and your targets would be $1 and $1.30. So if I wanted to buy these, I could go in this Caterpillar. I could click these calls, just buy a two lot, confirm and send, send. And now you can see they're going up in value. They just went up to 69 cents. Let's just go pay 69 for that two lot. I got spilled at 68. So if I wanted to put a stop loss and target in, what I would do is I'd click the bid ask. I'll change my single order to an OCO bracket order. Then I put my target out, one at $1. Click it again, stop loss at 30 cents. Make that a stop limit and then make them both good to cancel order. So we just saw a big, big trader here in Caterpillar buying calls. So a trader somewhere in the world came in here, just bought these calls. I'll put my second target in at 130. We're gonna make that an OCO bracket order. We're gonna put a stop loss at 30, just in case I'm wrong. And that is a trade that you can put on in your account right now. So these are CAT, Caterpillar, January 15, 2021. Some trader somewhere in the world buys about 4,000 of these. Okay, so Caterpillar, I think this is a good reward or a setup. I think this is a good trade. You can put this trade on in your account right now, okay? Based on institutional order flow. Maybe, actually. I shouldn't say they are, but CAT calls. So maybe if you bought a 10 lot, you'd risk about $300. If you wanted to buy 100, you'd be risking $3,000. That's a trade you can put in your account. Anybody have any questions about that trade? Anybody have any questions about that trade in Caterpillar? It's a commodity-based play, too. Kind of a commodity-based play. Okay, so there is something you could do here in Caterpillar. I actually think I saw some in SLV, so let's go to SLV and see if I saw anything in the last couple weeks. PBF, February 7 calls. That's another name. So let's look at this one. So we just saw a trader somewhere in the world come and buy PBF calls. So this is an energy name, guys. Some trader somewhere in the world, we know of no idea of their stock or option position, comes in here and buys PBF. February 19th, 7 calls for 80 cents. So some trader somewhere in the world come in and buys PBF. February 19th, 2021, 7 calls for 80 cents. If you wanted to buy those, you could buy those. You can put your stop loss at 50% of what you pay for the option, and then you can put your targets out as well. So that's another one that you can put on in your account right now. Another one we saw a while back was WY. This is WY. This is one I put on yesterday for some of my subscribers. You could buy WY January. This is a lumber company, 15th, 2021, 37 calls for 20 cent debit. Targets would be 30 and 40. There's another one you can put in your account if you want to put something in your account that you like in this name, okay? And we're going to go for about 30 minutes today, guys, and this is more your time than mine. You know, don't do this very, very often where I basically give you guys the keys to the car and I let you ask questions and stuff like that. So I'm going to go through a couple charts here. Questions are good. SPCE, next week 28 is being bought. SPCE, next week 28 is being bought. Small. More SPCE. This is Space Galactic. I see calls on this one being bought. Okay, so let's go into some charts here. SLV, just kind of on fire here. I still think that all the SLV, GDX will all go higher. I do have money in some things called structured notes, which basically kind of mimic these positions. So structured notes, I have some in SLV, I'm long SLV. Caterpillar going down in value now. Those calls are 66 cents still. So if you want to get in these calls, you could get in at 67, 68, something like that. So silver, I still think goes higher. I think it needs to take out the highs in SLV. I am the big fan of the Ichimoku Cloud, otherwise known as Ichimoku Kinkin Hoi. We continue to see KGC calls being bought. Kinross, this week 7.5 calls. So these are really interesting here, guys. You can look at these. KGC, December 24th, 7.5 calls. So KGC, December 24th, 7.5 calls. KGC, but now we're seeing puts being bought. So you see a lot of activity in KGC, puts and calls. So let's look at Kinross. It's not one of those stocks that moves a lot throughout the course of the day. So keep an eye on KGC. We see calls and puts being bought. So we've seen 18,000 of the KGC December 24th. This is the 7.5 calls being bought from 9 cents. So KGC, December 24th, 7.5 calls. We see those being bought. But then we also see puts for next week being bought. So maybe someone thinks it's going to move. Then we see next week 7 puts trading here. So if a trader bought the 7 puts, this would be the right put obligation to sell stock at the 7 strike between now and next week expiration. And for this right, they paid 13 cents or $13 per 1 month. So we see KGC, we see calls and puts being bought. So 2-way paper here, KGC, we see calls and puts being bought. KGC, we see calls and puts being bought. Does anybody have any questions about those? Questions are always good. What do you expect from KGC? Well, it's on the lows. So I think that KGC will move higher, but you know, we see both way paper. We don't just see just calls, we see calls and puts. And you can see the quantities of these. So you could buy them both if you wanted to. So look at the puts, guys. 10,000 puts trading here. And then also 18,000 calls. So usually I wait for like calls to be bought and I jump on, or I wait for puts to be bought and I jump on. When there's calls and puts being bought, I don't really like to dig either of them. So when there's calls and puts, I don't like to do both of them. You can't play them both. That would be considered like a strangle. So you'd be buying next week's 7 puts for 13, and you'd be buying this week's 7.5 calls for 9. So that's just another example here. Let's go back to the KGC. It's trading under the Ichimoku cloud. You know, I usually like to take stocks that have very, very high ATRs. ATR stands for your average true range. It shows you how much a stock moves from high to low on average. As we can see here, the ATR is not very high here. ATR is not very high. It's 34 cents and 10 cents. So small ATRs. And then keep an eye on NLOK. I still like these. We saw NLOK, Northern Northlock. Big buyers of these at NLOK. So NLOK, these are the January 15th, 2021, 23 calls. NLOK. NLOK. Ichimoku Cloud is basically shows at any glance if the stock is bullish, bearish, or neutral. You know, I like to use Ichimoku Cloud a lot. If it's above the cloud, it's bullish. In the cloud, neutral. Below the cloud, bearish. There's Penn. Snapchat trading here, nothing new in Snap. So Ichimoku, Kink, and Hoi. Let's go to GDX here. Cloudera trading here. Caterpillar getting a little bit of a bid now after we talked about that trade. So GDX, actually a little bit of weakness here in the GDX. Let's look at Tesla real quick. Everybody always wants to look at Tesla. Cloudera, June 17 calls, January 15 calls trading here in Cloudera. Cloudera. Tesla, 695 to 623. We did see those Caterpillar, BEPC. Oh, Brookfield Renewable. That went down to 80 to 50. Feb 60 is being bought here. BEPC. I like this one. I'm going to add this to my watch list. BECP. Brookfield. BEPC. So BEPC. They bought some February calls. What price did they pay for those? Let's see real quick. $2. Really? Brookfield Renewable. It's on my watch list now. Caterpillar calls up to 71 now. So that's winning. That's making money. You guys got into those where I told you to get into those at. You want 67 to 71. Maybe it's about a couple percent. Caterpillar's got a great chart. It could probably go higher between now and then there. Square came out. They got 2 upgrades this morning. TEM, that was a signal we saw yesterday. I'm going to remove CLNE. I'm going to remove FireEye off the highs. Set a signal on Shaq today. Apple strong. They announced about electric car. I'm always long Apple through a structured note. Intel lower. So any other questions, guys? We've got about 10 minutes left here. Good. So I use 6 scanners throughout the course of the day. So this is one of the scanners I use. I just showed you this one. And then I have one in here. And then I have one called Option Hacker. That's the most popular one. The Caterpillar hit. So this is Option Hacker. Then the next one, we have Day Trade Scanner. That hit a signal in Cisco of the weekly 45 and a halves. So Cisco, 1224, 45 and a half. So those are up to 9 cents. 48-hour spike was nothing. Then we're working on some other scanners. So I usually use scanners more than anything else. I usually look at scanners first. I look at a lot of different scanners. More scanners than indicators, to be honest. NLOK, guys. A continued buy calls in NLOK. Keep an eye on calls in NLOK. Interesting. NLOK. Solo. I've looked at it before. The stock is down today. All the electric car companies look exactly the same. Solo from 1360 down to 7. I mean, if you look at XPEV, 74 to 44. If you look at LI, they all have the same charts. Basically, all these electric car companies all have the same charts. Where they look weak now, but they look much stronger before. So Caterpillar would be my pick to click for you guys, or the trade of the day. Usually I just buy calls and puts outright. Everything is different. Every trade is different, but I usually just put calls and puts outright. And Caterpillar calls are 74 now. 74 cents on these calls. About 7 minutes ago, I kind of just let the scanner kind of go, see if we see anything. I'd more swing the trade more than anything else. Like I said, guys, the signals I put out, I can't take in my account for a while, just due to the fact that, you know, if I call it a signal, I can't buy that with my real money. So I have to wait 24 hours after the fact. Lately, this is kind of a new thing just because my influencer status is pretty big. But good questions, guys. No questions. They're dumb questions. They're all good questions. So a lot of LITE calls being bought. That was another one that we had on. I was going to look at WWE here. Let me go into... I want their report. Where did I put the report? All right, 5 minutes to go here, guys. 5 minutes to go. Just kind of watching, hanging out. You know, usually in the middle of the day, it's not that that much action. NEO, let's look at that one real quick. I've had trades on a NEO, so I've been like kind of in and out of this one. But NEO is down today. All electric car companies are down today just because Apple came out and said they're going to get into the space. But obviously, if Apple's going to get into the space, you know, that is not that good for other car companies. So NEO, just look at everything else, 57 and 47. XPEV is kind of my favorite in this space. LI, we've seen unusual option activity in that one. Or just SPCE calls being bought. Look at BEPC. Damn. $2 on those. Brookfield Renewable. That's on a $47. That's crazy. We just scored yesterday. We just signaled Square. I can move that. TRIT. TRT, we saw some calls being bought in that one. February 15th. It's on the watch list. Intel, I can just remove. All right, guys, that is about it for me today. I kind of want to do something different today. I just come in and trade in front of you guys. I don't have any formal presentation. I have nothing to sell to you guys today. I just want to come in and do the Q&A, show you guys how I trade, what I watch for throughout the course of the day. I'll leave it for about 2 more minutes of questions. If you guys don't have any questions, forever hold your peace. Caterpillar, I think, is the best signal of the day, CAT. January calls. All right, guys, that is it for me today. Everybody have a great day trading. Thank you. Kind of something different today. Don't really do this very often. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I'll see you guys tomorrow or later.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for being here and doing some live trading.
Of course. Thanks, buddy.